Listen to The Strong Side, Sundays at 7 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. With Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Paul P. Adams, every Sunday for 60 minutes, we'll recap the week in football and take a look at the week ahead. You're listening in to our pregame show here in week number 11, brought to you by Agar Valley Services and their TrueNet 4G wireless internet. The Ugly Bearcats enter tonight's game with an 8-2 record, losing only to Greater Thumb East and Greater Thumb West champions Harbor Beach and Cass City, respectively. For the fifth straight year, the Bearcats of the M-19 Valley find themselves in the MHSAA playoffs. In fact, since 2001, the Ugly Bearcats have made it to the postseason 17 times in 19 years. Part of that success comes from their current head coach, Bill Sweeney.
He's a lot of credit for that. There's not just a little. He's a big part. He's coached 107 games over nine seasons. He's won 86 of them. That's 80% of his games. He's got five 10-win seasons under his belt. He was the state runner-up in 2008. And maybe my favorite stat for him as a head coach, he has never missed the playoffs as the head coach. That's a very impressive thing for Coach Sweeney.
You will hear multiple times us use a few different phrases when it comes to the Ugly Bearcats, specifically tough, disciplined, and hard-nosed. Leading the way for the Bearcats in that category is their senior quarterback and coach's son, Casey Sweeney.
Yeah, fundamentally sound is another one that comes to mind. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and starts with their quarterback, Casey Sweeney. It's his fourth year on varsity. He is their quarterback. He plays safety. Last year, he had 824 yards rushing and 9 TDs. This year, just 646 yards rushing and 7 TDs, but he's thrown for 300 yards and 6 touchdowns. He's averaging about 4 passes a game, which is something to keep an eye on, because I think that is part of the strategy. They're going to have to work some play-action passing in, and once a quarter is about right for the Bearcats. I think that's perfect for them. He only had 9 carries for 19 yards and was 0 of 2 passing with an interception the first time around against Harbor Beach. That number has got to change if the Bearcats are going to win this game.
Part of the reason why Casey Sweeney has lower numbers this year is because of his complimentary backfield, taking a good portion of the load off his shoulders. The backfield of the Ugly Bearcats may be the largest in the entire thumb with every type of runner.
They sure do, and they got a lot of underclassmen. They're led by Carson Haleski, Colin Obersky, and Shane Ozentoski is the only veteran back from last season. Shane Ozentoski, he's the big fullback, the north and south guy. He's 6'4", 190. Last week, he had 68 yards and a touchdown. He had 72 yards and a touchdown against Harbor Beach the first time around. He led the team in that category. But Carson Haleski, first time at running back. He plays fullback and linebacker. He went over 1,000 yards with 13 TDs. Colin Obersky had 58 yards on 17 carries. So these guys get a pretty equal share of the load, and it's very much a who's got the hot hand backfield. They all have their own specific things that they do best, but they are not the fastest group in the world, but they are powerful and they are strong. You've got to wrap them up and get them to the ground, and they always seem to get an extra yard or two.
Even when utilizing the T offense, it's a historically slow and methodical system. The Ugly Bearcats are scoring on average 37 points per game. Defensively, Ugly is allowing just 12 points per game, the third best in the entire Greater Thumb Conference.
And they got five defensive first-teamers in the conference. Shane Ozentoski, Carson Haleski, Van Erp, Sweeney, and Peruski have all earned those honors. This defense is no joke. They are very good, and this Harbor Beach offense will have their hands full.
We'll see how they fare tonight against Harbor Beach as kickoff is in 25 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
I'm Brad Moore from Moore Motor Sales here in Carroll. I've been here at the store for 25 years. What I like about coming to work every day is working with my staff and coming up with great solutions for our customers. We wear a lot of hats, and we just do what's right and what needs to be done for our customers. The greatest asset I have here is the team that's around me. Let's face it, they make my job look easy, and I sincerely appreciate them. These are some of the hardest working people in the automobile business. There's not a lot of turnover here. Most of my staff has been with me 10 plus years. We know what we're doing. The team that I have here makes it easy. And customers, you can see the satisfaction when they take the keys, that they appreciate it. They appreciate us just making it easy for them. We offer you a choice at Moore Motor Sales. Another advantage of having multiple brands here at Moore Motors is we can get you anything. You really do get more at Moore Motors.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up. Get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game. And the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank. And the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no protect charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
For all the new high school game officials that sign up every year, only 1 in 3 will stick with it. A big reason they don't is because of lack of sportsmanship on the part of players, coaches, and parents. We're always on the brink of a real official shortage, so please treat our game officials with the respect they deserve for being out there, because we'd have no game otherwise, and no one to blame but you. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com and listen to all of our game replays and broadcasts at WLWSports.com or download them in podcast format on iTunes or anywhere else. And tonight, it's the Ugly Bearcats at the Harbor Beach Pirates. We and your crew tonight, Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Mark McConnell, Rochelle Thompson, and Dan Benke. And with tonight's game, the Harbor Beach Pirates have made it to the district championship game for the 7th time in 9 years. Of those 6 previous district games, the Black and Orange of Harbor Beach have won 5 of them, which was against, the loss was against Novell in 2017. At the helm for all of those runs, and then some, would be future Hall of Fame coach Troy Schelke.
Let's be real. I think if I had a vote, there'd be 2 Hall of Fame coaches coaching
agree.
This game.
2 of them.
We're talking about Harbor Beach and Troy Schelke. He's coached for 23 years. He's 170-75, won 69% of his games. He's got 8 seasons with at least 10 wins, and 6 of those have come in the last 9 years. He's going for his 8th district championship tonight.
Currently, Harbor Beach is averaging 38.5 points per game using offenses of either the straight tee or the spread. Over the course of the years, the Pirates have found some solid quarterbacks in their program. which include Eli Kraft, Josh Schelke, Brady Kirsch, James Schelke, Michael Anderson, and now Dylan Kadar. The junior play caller has really started to feel comfortable in the pocket this second half of the season.
Well, let's be real. He's the guy. He's the X factor. He's the one, the heartbeat that makes this offense go. He's settled in at quarterback. He's completed 48 passes on the season for 879 yards and 12 touchdowns. He's also carried it 63 times for another 330 yards and four TDs. And to me, he has to do what some of those other great quarterbacks did in the last few years, have